The nature of the brokerage business. Several state and federal laws regulate the day-to-day operation of a real estate brokerage practice. First and foremost, the broker is subject to the provisions of the Texas Real Estate License Act, TREA law. The rules of the Texas Real Estate Commission further regulate brokerage activities. The rules represent the interpretation of the License Act by the Commission. The state legislature writes and passes amendments to the License Act, and the Commission interprets the provisions and implements them in the rules. A current copy of the Texas Real Estate License Act and the rules of the Texas Real Estate Commission can be found on the TREC website at www.trec.state.tx.us. Responsibility of the real estate brokerage. A broker is required to advise a sponsored sales agent of the scope of the sales agent's authorized activities under the License Act. Unless such scope is limited or revoked in writing, a broker is responsible for all professional or occupational activities of the broker's sponsored sales agents. However, the broker is not required to supervise salespeople directly. Suppose a broker permits a sponsored sales agent to conduct activities beyond the scope explicitly authorized by the broker. In that case, those two will be deemed as authorized acts for which the broker is responsible. Brokers are responsible for their sales agents' advertising, use of promulgated forms, proper disclosure, and more. A sponsoring broker is required to create competency standards for supervised license holders. Evidence of competency standards might include the completion of required education or demonstration of experience in specific transactions. These transactions might include residential, commercial, farm and ranch, leasing, property management, short sales and foreclosures, and international selling and listing. Brokers can also set geographical limitations. These competency standards may be communicated in office policies, as part of independent contractor agreements, or by other means. Competency considerations. Is a new license holder thoroughly trained and capable of assisting the seller of a high-rise office building in downtown Dallas? If not, what skills and knowledge are needed to practice real estate in this area? Should a sponsoring broker assist a new license holder in completing residential contracts? Does the sponsoring broker have license holders unfamiliar with Texas landlord-tenant laws, performing residential leasing, or taking lease listings? Should a license holder understand cash crops and mineral rights in order to perform farm and ranch sales? A broker will consider questions such as these to help determine office standards and training practices. Brokers are required to designate anyone who leads, supervises, or directs a team in their broker age as a delegated supervisor with TREC if the agent has, will be supervising for more than 3 months. The designated agent will be required to take the 6-hour broker responsibility course at each license renewal. Three forms of competency. A sponsoring broker must maintain written policies and procedures to ensure that a sponsored sales agent is competent to conduct authorized activities. The sponsoring broker must also ensure that each sponsored sales agent receives educational instruction that the broker deems necessary to obtain and maintain competency in the scope of the sales agent's practice. A sponsoring broker must maintain written policies and procedures to ensure that a sponsored sales agent is competent to conduct authorized activities. Coaching and assistance should be offered for all sponsored agents by their brokers when they undertake new tasks or activities. These requirements may simply mean that, in addition to establishing the scope of the sponsored sales agent's authorized activities, a broker must make sure that a sales agent is competent to conduct authorized activities. The broker may assign an agent a specific subject area, but the broker must also decide how competency in each area will be determined. Examples of subject matter that an agent may specialize in include foreclosures, short sales, residential sales, and commercial leases, among others. Along with subject matter competency, agents must also demonstrate geographic competency and TREC contract form competency. Brokers must ensure that their licensed sales agents are geographically competent in the market area in which they serve. Geographic competency means that, on top of knowledge of national, state, and local issues in the real estate industry in general, agents must also be familiar with issues in the local market and the conditions and characteristics specific to that location. Finally, brokers should have enough expertise with TREC contract forms to be able to guide their sponsored agents through completing the forms by themselves. This guidance from the broker and delegated supervisor will allow agents to become competent as well. A license holder who is not competent to advise a client in a specific situation should always refer that client to one who is. Agent compensation. People are most familiar with the relationship that exists between an employer and an employee. The employee is paid at an agreed rate that is generally based upon an hourly, monthly, or annual salary. This type of relationship involves a high degree of control by the employer over the employee, including the type of job the employee does, the methods the employee uses to complete the task, and the time and location at which the employee should complete the task. Employees receive a paycheck that is net of deductions for income taxes and other charges. Following the end of the year, the employee receives a W-2 form to use when filing their tax return. The employee will either receive a refund or might owe a balance to the IRS. In the real estate brokerage business, most license holders are not employees of the broker. They are independent contractors engaged in a principal-agent relationship, which is the general agency relationship that exists between the broker and sponsored license holders. For example, when Agent Bill goes to work for Broker Bob at Acme Realty, Bill becomes an independent contractor. Unlike employees, independent contractors conduct their business with a high degree of freedom. Bill will carry out his duties and obligations to Bob, the principal, in his own way, perhaps using his own office, his own style of operation, and his own work hours. The principal will have agreed to pay the agent, but will not control the exact manner in which the agent performs. Any payment received by Bill will be a direct result of his efforts. There is no salary, and the sponsoring broker will not deduct withholding from commission income. Agent Bill will receive a gross check, and, rather than a W-2, he will receive a 1099 NEC form, showing the sum of the payments received from Broker Bob during the tax year. The division of commissions is at the discretion of the broker. Some brokers have one compensation plan for all agents, while others may vary. The broker is under no obligation to offer the same compensation plan to all agents. Independent contractor, taxation and business expenses, quarterly filing. Independent contractors are paid a gross check without deductions for taxes. The IRS requires that independent contractors pay a deposit for the agent's estimated tax liability every quarter. Agents should be diligent and file quarterly because it is the law and because they can avoid the problem of owing a year's worth of taxes on April 15th. Use of unlicensed assistants. Busy brokers and real estate license holders often enlist the services of an unlicensed assistant to help them take care of day-to-day administrative functions so they can be out in the field, networking and farming for leads. What exactly is an unlicensed assistant allowed to do, and what activities must he or she refrain from doing? The following chart breaks down what an unlicensed assistant can and cannot do. An unlicensed assistant, CAN, accompany a license holder on showings and open houses. Set appointments for a license holder to show property. Place for sale signs on property, accompany an inspector. Place advertisements as directed by the license holder. Assist in arranging financing at the direction of a license holder in an administrative way. Dash assist a buyer in obtaining forms or information to apply and qualify for a loan. Train and motivate license holders. Manage an office. Perform all clerical activities for the broker, such as typing contracts, preparing reports and CMAs, filing, copying, and organizing information. Act as an on-site apartment manager. An unlicensed assistant cannot host an open house or show a property, unlock a door to a property for a prospect, telemarket for listings, engage in any activity requiring a license. If a broker wishes to terminate a licensed sales agent's sponsorship, he, she must notify the agent in writing and return the agent's license to Trek immediately. Likewise, a licensed sales agent who wishes to terminate his or her association with his or her sponsoring broker must do so in writing. Texas Deceptive Trade Practices, Consumer Protection Act. The Deceptive Trade Practices Act, DTPA, is a Texas law passed in 1973 that allows an aggrieved consumer to sue a seller of goods for damages. The act by the servicer of the goods has to be deceptive or unfair for the consumer to sue for monetary damages successfully. To better understand how license holders became a party to the DTPA, the following definitions may help. Goods are defined as tangible chattels. Real property is tangible when purchased or leased. Under DTPA, the sale of a house is considered a good. Services means work, labor, or repair of goods. Brokerage is a service. Consumer, an individual, corporation, partnership, or government source who seeks to acquire or purchase the goods or services, any consumer can bring an action against a provider of services when the consumer can prove that the servicer was the producing cause of any of the following: use or employment by any person of a false, misleading, or deceptive act or practice that is specifically identified in the act, breach of an express or implied warranty, any unconscionable action or course of action by any person, the use or employment by any person of an act or practice that violates the Texas Insurance Code. Producing cause requires proof that the act or omission was a significant factor in bringing about injury. How the DTPA affects a real estate license holder. When a real estate license holder is sued, it is often an action under the DTPA. The lawsuit brought about under DTPA has the potential for treble damages if the trier of fact, being a judge or jury, believes that the agent knowingly or intentionally meant to deceive the consumer. Intentionally means actual awareness or flagrant disregard of prudent and fair business practices. Knowingly means actual awareness of a falsity, deception, or unfairness of an act. Suppose an agent deliberately made a false statement about the property's condition or intentionally did not disclose a known defect. In that case, the agent could be liable for 3 times the economic damages under DTPA. The plaintiff can also sue for mental anguish. The state of Texas requires that most sellers of residential property provide a seller's disclosure notice to a potential buyer. This requirement applies to most residential property owners, whether the property is listed with a broker or sold as a for sale by owner, FSBO. When a property is listed, the seller generally prepares a seller's disclosure notice. The 2 most common disclosure forms include the Texas Real Estate Commission form and the form for realtors through the Texas Realtors. Most residential agents use the longer and more complete Texas Realtors form. The purpose of the seller's disclosure notice is to have the owner of the property disclose all facts and defects concerning the property. The seller's disclosure notice is a good tool to use as a defense in a DTPA lawsuit. It should be filled out by the seller, not the seller's agent. Best practices. A license holder should always disclose any defects or information that a prospective buyer would want to know about the property. Use the seller's disclosure notice form, either Texas Realtors or Trek, give the seller completed form to the buyer prior to placing an offer to buy. Recommend that an inspection be done on the property. The Texas Real Estate Commission licenses inspectors and Texas inspectors must use Trek promulgated forms for residential inspections. Give a list of at least 3 inspectors to the buyer and have the buyer choose the inspector. Have the inspector talk directly to the buyer about the outcome of the property inspection. The agent should not be the middleman interpreter of an inspection report. Have the buyer re-inspect the property to conclude that repairs were done properly. If the buyer is not willing to have an inspection, have the buyer initial next to a written statement that the agent highly recommends that an inspection be performed on the property, but the buyer declined. Stay clear of giving personal opinions on the condition of the property. Keep copious notes on all aspects of the transaction from the first face-to-face meeting through closing and funding of the sale, agents should always build a paper trail in the event that they need one. Information resources. Read the background, purpose, and analysis of Senate Bill 489 from 1995 that gave birth to the practice of intermediary in Texas. Have questions about when to present the information about brokerage services, IABS? The best resource to ensure compliance with TREC rules regarding the use of the IABS is the TREC website. Visit the link above for an informative discussion on the IABS and videos on how to remain in compliance with TREC requirements. The IRS's website provides excellent information regarding independent contractors. The Deceptive Trade Practices Act is an important example of consumer protection legislation that spans many industries beyond that of real estate. Read the entirety of the law as it appears in the Texas Business and Commerce Code.